Good day, everyone. It's Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is...
Life.
Today is episode 12. We want to give a little shout out to Southern Indiana.
Aaron and Tim.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Thank you for listening and on with the show. So today is about the changes in the workplace. Over this last couple years, a lot of people have changed their working from indoors in an office with lots of people and the water cooler to at home with their families, working more convenient hours and having quality time. Where is the future of the workplace going?
Well, it's not going back to the office. I know this firsthand. I've seen it. I deal with it. The workforce now is going more towards a telework situation. You're always going to have people in and off. Certain things are best done face-to-face. But what we see now is 2, 3, and some people, every day, is now a telework day.
Yes. And it's not uncommon for consultants or other business people in sales to have met in a location like a hotel and have meetings there before, but now even that will be a more common place to have some quiet to be able to have those meetings and without paying for a meeting room. The extra expenditures that are being realized without having to rent space is helping the bottom line for a lot of businesses.
Businesses are having to find the tools that are best used to gauge productivity. That is something that is being worked on by every business that we know of going through this change of workplace. How do you gauge the productivity? From everything that I have heard and seen, for the most part, productivity is actually up for people that are teleworking.
And it's interesting when you think about a 40-day, well, that's a long time, 40-hour work day. Or
that's even longer, folks.
Let's try a 40-hour work week. And how much of that time when you weren't in an office that you were actually working, that you weren't hanging out at the water cooler, that you weren't taking personal phone calls, be it pleasure or more important emergency things, and that you might have been chumming around with some of your other workmates.
Or playing solitaire.
True, true. I don't think we can qualify things really unless it's a service as a hourly job, a 40-hour week, more back to exactly what you said is the word productivity. What is reasonable for somebody to put in their brain work or their physical work to be productive? Obviously, some jobs, some careers will always be in person.
If you're a waiter or a host, if you are in the janitorial fields, you're working in the buildings. You're working at the physical locations.
Right. If you're a hairdresser, you work at a spa, you work on a cruise ship, you are at your location for your job. If you are doing construction work, mining work, you are at your job. So there's a different productivity than pushing buttons on a computer, making telephone calls, creating sales, creating products, whether it's for a company or for yourself, that are going to change and have been changing. We've seen a big change in restaurants. And that looks like that's going to be a permanent...
Yes, it does.
...result.
Permanent fixture.
So the change in restaurants looks like it's going to be a permanent result of the last couple years. So you have less people working. And in American culture, it's in the door and out in an hour or less. But in European culture, that's never been the case. Meals are part of your lifestyle. I believe is going to be one of the big adaptations for Americans and their lifestyle is going, I'm hungry, I'm not driving to the restaurant now and expecting my food on the table within 15 minutes. I'm going to get there and wait 15, 20 minutes for a server to show up at my table till I can order. And in 2 hours, I will have a relaxing time with my family, friends, myself.
Which, by the way, I believe is a novel idea. Finally, we're back to the 1950s person on a rollerblade or roller skates. Things cycle. Once thought as an outdated idea, has now come back, minus the roller skate.
Well, and as I see it, again, back to European style, there's a lot more outdoor seating in restaurants. Some of it just out of necessity. I mean, it's not the funnest thing to look at a parking lot when you're eating. But there's a lot of restaurants who've made do and have increased sales with the outdoor patio than being restricted to 25% people in the restaurants. That's one of the fun little things that I see in my crystal ball of things that will continue to change in the American lifestyle. Another one is the big buildings going empty. I think there's a lot of these industries that have used the office space that someone owns, they rent it out and have floors and floors of their business there. But now, without necessarily that need, other than an in-person meeting here or there, five floors can turn into one as people telework and then rotate.
Downsize their office space.
Yeah, and rotate in and out of the workplace. So it gives a lot more flexibility to people.
And these businesses are also going to look at the real estate that they're currently residing on. And they're going to say, is it worth even keeping this building? Let's say if you are a large company that owns an 8-story building in downtown Manhattan. You own 8 floors of a building. If you have 50%, 30% of your staff that is teleworking, are you going to get the same amount of work done teleworking is your first question, correct? Now, let's say you're finding out that you're getting that work done, if not more. Do I really need that much presence in downtown Manhattan? Maybe I can move New Jersey. Maybe I can move completely out of an office building and go to renting just a few offices in downtown Manhattan. There was a thought process that has to happen. Not only is it viable for teleworking, but what's the viability of owning office space, as you were talking about? That $2 million a year lease, I can probably forego that now. And now as a business, I've just saved $2 million.
Sure. And here's a thought that I know some of newer companies or even older companies are going through with newer CEOs is now take that $2 million, build a building in Southern Indiana, and you've got a whole new workforce that could be working for you there.
It's an option. We're talking about the possibility of doing away with office space.
Sure.
So what is another option you could do with that $2
million? Sure.
Invest in training for your associates. Offer better benefits packages. Don't just hand it off to the board of directors a nice little bonus at the end of the year, correct? So there are options, as you're saying. There's options. You can bring in a viable workforce into an area that needs opportunity, like you're stating, or you can actually benefit the employees that you currently have.
Exactly. Your employees don't have to be where you're located. You can have an office in Southern Indiana and hire somebody from Arkansas. It's a wonderful time to have all these changes going on since we haven't had these kind of changes since the Industrial Revolution, and that we're still following the same mold.
Because we're not in the Industrial Revolution. We're at the very end, if not past the end of the Industrial Revolution. We're in the technological revolution.
And we haven't fully embraced it.
Correct. We still teach in the same method. We still have workplaces that were founded in that time. We have to rethink and recreate and adapt to better cope and coax the best work from people and from our staffs.
Other options is there's a lot more people who have chosen to homeschool and have seen benefits of homeschooling. So now you have a parent who's working from home, a child who is homeschooling, and you have a different family dynamic that can be created and allowed to better your family life. This is those opportunities that maybe you didn't have before where you had to work at a factory or the only other options are some retail that are around. But now I've got my college education or, you know, an education from a local school that I can go and I can do the work from my house, get it done, still be with my children, help them with schoolwork, as well as turning that to bettering schooling. Education in itself can continue to better into the technological age. Yes, is it hard for children to sit in front of a screen and learn? Yes and no. How many hours do your children spend on an iPad, on a computer, on an Xbox, or other game console? They can spend hours. If they can spend hours with that kind of interest, they can spend hours with that kind of interest in learning. It's all adapting it to the child and their levels. As well as, there can be better ways of homeschooling, incorporating families and parents and co-ops and things like that, that can be created. Again, it's time for invention, innovation, and experimentation for the greater good.
Getting back to the workforce changes, let's explore this avenue. I'm sure it will arise at some point. Businesses are going to set back and state employees X, Y, and Z are now working 50%, 60% full time, whatever the number is, from home. They're teleworking. Yes, I'm getting more productivity, but they're only working 6 hours a day. How's that going to affect going forward? Pay, benefits. There are plenty of avenues that are going to be opened up for jobs, but we also have to be aware what comes from the aspect. And the business aspect is always going to be profit. My wonderings are, what are the next steps businesses take from the financial side on benefits and pay packages to staff that are working from home?
Yes, and that is a fascinating beginning of the conversation. From some of the friends that I have who have small businesses in the brick and mortar, who are now moving out of brick and mortar, they're never stuck without clients coming to them again. They're never stuck paying rent on an empty building or empty space again. They are now being more innovative of how to continue a business that is customer friendly, client friendly, without those extra expenses. Now, without those extra expenses, you're talking $2 million. Let's bring that down to $50,000 a year on a rent. Now, that could be a new employee. That could be two new part-time employees. That can offer completely different ways of using that money to help benefit the workforce and clients, or the expenses not only that rent, but we're talking utilities and insurances and all the other things that go in running a business expense-wise. There's a lot of them that will be taken away, and small business owners don't have to work their fingers to the bone to have a good living. They can also maybe start working a 40-hour work week instead of 24/7, 365, which small business owners do work.
Imagine what $50,000 from a small business, the change you had mentioned, not only to bringing in one, two, three staff members. Think of the opportunities that a small business could take with $50,000 on different innovations themselves to market their business towards this age of technology, of online shopping and online ordering. They could open up several new ventures in different areas, focusing on clientele in certain areas. I'm not in small business, but I know that $50,000, because I do know small business owners, is life-changing for a business that size.
Absolutely. And we have been spoiled by overnight shipping or two-day shipping to get products. There's still some people who want to see, feel, taste, try on the products. So another thing that I could see is with retail, of having that specialty shop where you could actually go do that, and then it gets shipped out to you in a day or two from the warehouse, versus the 1980s malls, which were full of three sizes of extra small, five sizes of small, five of medium, five large, and three extra.
The overhead.
Exactly. And the owners themselves getting caught up in that money. That money is locked into that overhead.
So true.
So now you have one of each, a small shop. Yeah, I want to know, is that really soft to my skin? Oh, I'm very sensitive, or I'm looking for this kind of cut and this length, and even products. Where I would like to look at the blender before I buy it. Does it have everything? Yeah, I can see it in a picture, but does it have everything that I want when I take it home? So that you could actually go and use and see these products, and then these products are at your doorstep within 2 days.
I've always seen exactly what you're talking about. People want to be able to put their hands and physically touch something, try something on, that will never go away as a shopper, as a person of wanting to drive the car before you buy it.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
What I envision happening is these smaller businesses, or even some of these larger retail businesses, clothing stores, maybe they start getting together and what you're talking about, saving on this overhead cost. Overhead costs are so much of a business's hard money going in and just sitting on a shelf, hoping to be bought.
Right.
So if these smaller retail type businesses of the same niche get together, and let's say it's a three clothing stores that get together and they have their popular clothing lines all available, but they share a little space, has a couple little dressing rooms. They're all sharing the little rent of a space, not keeping overhead, but they're all working together to save their overhead costs. Imagine going into an antique store. You go into an antique store in some older town, you walk in, people rent the space of one large building. So you could have 15, 20, 30 different antique dealers setting in one store. same theory. Do clothing lines start thinking this way? Do appliance stores start thinking this way? Yes, there's competition, but does competition warrant you not being able to save costs and giving everybody a shared experience? I don't know. I mean, this is just my thoughts. I can see local happenings of that nature. Smaller mom-and-pop stores sharing spaces.
Sure, or even like the farmers markets that come around where you would be able to have that and go, look, I'll ship it out to you in a couple days. But they have the product there for everybody to see and be happy. You know, like, wow, this is exactly the picture I wanted on my wall. Instead of going to a bigger store or a store that's shipping from out of country to support local. I sound like Edward.
Yes, I'm not complaining.
Because I even look at something in the current Targets of the world. They're becoming more of the department store of old, where they have the sections. Who's to say that smaller businesses can't come together and create those more unique and individualized.
Right. Experience. One store that the clothing section is from one local mom and pop company or one local company or one building that contains several different retail stores within it. But like you said, they make up one giant store. One company's in there that sells clothing. One company in there sells appliances. One that sells toys. One that sells greeting cards. Whatever is being sold, like you're stating, that creates one larger store.
Yes, and I actually saw an example of this in London. It was a three-story building with 10 by 10 units. And it was called a mall. But it was each individual fashion designer on one floor. People who were trying to sell their creations. And on the next floor, some fashion and then some other artwork. So it is possible to happen. It's not just reaching in the cities, but it's reaching in the smaller cities and towns where you can have small co-ops, in a sense, of goods.
So what we're going to see is a changing workforce, a continued changing workforce. We're going to see changes in the industries of all because technology is the era that we are living in. Industrial age is over. Once we have start these changes, and once the road is taken by most, it will be interesting to see the changes that happen, the changes for family life, as you mentioned, the changes on that dynamic, the changes on the workforce dynamic, the changes as a business owner, small or large. Do we ever see a city being office building after office building after office building? Who's to say 50 years from now, those office buildings are apartments, condos.
And hopefully in like none of those scary movies where everything's deserted.
No. These are things that we think about, we put out to everyone, hoping that it generates a thought. And we all control the outcome. Locally, how are the businesses going to run within your town, small town, your neighborhood? On a larger level, how does this affect your capital of your home state? How does this affect the larger businesses? But it all comes down to how we react and how we adapt.
So be prepared. Have an open mind. Things are changing and it's coming all of our ways.
I like that. Have an open mind. That is so correct. Have an open mind and think local.
Question the narrative. Thank you for listening. Hit that subscribe button and feel free to donate to Life Support. This is Avalon.
And this is Edward.
And this is
Life. Thank you.